Meeting is called to order at 4:14 on December 12th, 2024. Welcome. I'd like to welcome everybody to the meeting. If you want to go through and introduce yourselves.
I'm Renee Orta, the physical education teacher.
Kathy Farrow, Texas A&M Extension, Neshoba County Family Community Health Agent.
Felicia Espinoza, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, the Better Living for Texan Program.
I'm Christine Yee, Pregnancy Center of the Coastal Bend Youth Outreach Program.
Cindy Garcia, I'm the principal at the junior high.
Gregory Sell, assistant principal at the Odom High School.
Belinda Reese, counselor at the junior high.
Jason Fluger, behavior coordinator at the junior high.
Arisella Tortorello, junior high, high school nurse.
Marissa Mendez, Odom Elementary nurse.
Lisa Bettis, district nurse. Welcome, everybody. Our mission is to implement a coordinated school health program to prevent obesity, cardiovascular disease, and type 2 diabetes in students through a combined effort of the school district and the community. So if everybody can go ahead and pull out the minutes, if you didn't get a copy of the minutes, they're right by the sign-in sheet, and go ahead and read through those.
I move that we accept the minutes as presented.
Everybody in agreement? Minutes are approved. All right, we're gonna hear reports from each of the different committees for nutrition. Y'all have anything to share, Ms. Kathy?
Just pretty much what I reported in November, just let us know. We did bring the December newsletter, so we do have all types of programs that we can help you with as far as nutrition, health, physical fitness, whatever, so just give us a shout out.
Okay, thank you. Physical education?
Right now, we're still doing basketball, working on our shooting skills, still working on our dribbling skills a little bit. We're at the end, pretty much at the end of our unit, and then on Monday, this Monday coming up, we're going to have the Jingle Bowl walk for K-5, so their families can come and walk with them during their PE music time.
Okay, thank you. For health services, we're finishing up our scoliosis repeats, and we'll be sending out referrals before Christmas break. We've been following up on our vision and hearing referrals, make sure the kids get their eyes checked and get ready because we're going to be doing testing. Health education, I wanted to see if y'all could do hand washing with our kids.
Okay.
And when you would be available to do that.
You tell me.
Maybe when we come back from Christmas break.
Okay. I did bring some information, and if anybody wants copies, but I brought a master copy for you. So I spoke to the lady there at the health department, the emergency preparedness,
And she was just saying that the numbers are really high here in San Patricio County for the norovirus.
Yes.
So I bought some information that you can share.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then I guess email me like dates you might have available when we come back in January. Mm-hmm. And that way we can set that up. And we usually do it during the PE music times. Okay. Thank you. Healthy school environment. Do you have anything to share, Coach Woodruff?
We continue with our normal safety and security protocols. Still, we've got a door company here adding some new doors to help us with some of that. Still working on the drills and the high school man fire drill this week. And we still have our, at least two officers here every day.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Counselors, you're it, Belinda.
So we just completed our project turnaround for the fall session. I'm going to be getting in contact with Jacqueline for the spring semester. So basically, it's just going to be for the small groups. Mm-hmm. We only touched on the eighth graders. And so this time, we're going to be focusing on the sixth and seventh graders.
Okay, thank you. Anything else you want to share? Okay, thank you. Family and community involvement. They had literacy night on December 10th from 5:30 to 6:30 for elementary, or no, it was for intermediate, actually, for intermediate campus. And then, like Renee said, they're going to be having the Jingle Bell Walk on Monday the 16th?
Yes.
Okay, I think there was some confusion. Some people were saying the 19th.
Well, Dr. Wise said it was going to be on the 19th, but then she just told me it was going to get changed to Monday.
Monday, okay, so Monday for sure.
Yes.
For everybody.
Okay. Next, Christine Yee.
Yep. Thanks, guys, for letting me come again to the shack. If anybody would be interested in looking at sample materials, I brought a leader kit for high school and then fifth through 12th grade curriculum. Would anybody like to look at that?
Actually, high school wasn't here last week, so they didn't hear about it.
Okay.
It's a health curriculum for 5th through 12th grade, and they offer it free of charge. But we don't have, at high school, they don't have any kind of health class, right? They don't have health
class. I mean, just as far as just only CTE, so like Sabrina's teaching the principles of health science, and then Ms. Moreno's teaching the level 3 and level 4 CTE classes out in the, by Mr. Tom and Mr. Alma here, but not like a actual just health
like
class.
Health? Okay. Because that's what she was presenting, but junior high was interested maybe, and so was intermediate. But we're still talking about it.
Yeah, I had 5th through 8th. There's elementary here as well. Elementary nurse. So I'll just go over briefly what I presented last time.
Okay. It's like the, I don't know what CT stands for, but I know that's where they have phlebotomy and...
Career and technical, technical education.
It's like where you could be like a
nurse assistant.
They do nurse assistant and stuff like that.
So I've been to dozens of shacks this semester, and what I love about the shack is the authority, the power that you have, because nothing goes past the shack, right? So I appreciate you guys with all of your hard work. I know this is all volunteer hours, and so I think your district specifically is doing a great job with that. So we do two public meetings whenever we're talking about sensitive materials, like often sensitive topics. And so as you're looking at the workbooks, there's a workbook A and a workbook B. Workbook A has the non-sensitive topics, so things that, you know, would be kind of included in a health curriculum. Workbook B are the sensitive topics. So they're the 5 topics that parents would have to opt in. Okay. So I'll just introduce myself again. I'm the youth outreach coordinator at the Pregnancy Center of the Coastal Bend. We have several locations. I think Cal Allen would probably be the closest to here. I'm a certified special education teacher myself. I'm certified in sexual risk avoidance, and I'm a certified STEAM educator, which is this curriculum. I have experience in 2 pregnancy centers, and I've taught all over and overseas as well. So we do have 5 centers, Cal Allen in Corpus, in Rockport, and in Portland. And our pregnancy center services the community free of charge. And we include free pregnancy tests, free STD screenings, ultrasounds, and parenting. We also have prenatal at Cal Allen. Okay, ESTEAM is a health curriculum created in Texas. It meets 100% of all of the health needs. So it doesn't just pick and choose some things, or just sexual health, or just, you know, it covers everything, nutrition, suicide, social, emotional, all of it. Obesity, you know, diabetes, all of it. It is, and a lot of the health teats, of course, have been updated in the last couple of years, especially for 5th grade. There's a lot of new current legislation, like House and Senate bills, and TEA recommendations, and so these are all current and up-to-date. Primary prevention program, it's based on an optimal health model, and it focuses on avoiding risk behavior, which is different from like a sexual risk reduction program, which would be more like handing out condoms and talking about safe sex, that kind of thing. Ours is a sexual risk avoidance, so it's primary prevention. All right, so like I said, it has 9 lessons on non-sensitive topics, and a lot of schools like to use their own staff, whether it's counselors, nurses, coaches, or teachers, to implement that portion. And we come in and train the staff to do that. And then the second workbook is the workbook that typically school districts like for us to come in and do those sensitive topics, as I guess we're a little bit more experienced with those topics, like, you know, human sex trafficking, you know, that kind of thing, grooming, dating violence, abuse. Okay, it's approved Ms. Perez said, by the Health and Human Services as an abstinence-based curriculum. So we would be utilizing Title V grant money that already exists for abstinence-based program. It's already kind of earmarked for that. And so all you would do is write a memorandum of understanding, an MOU, and then you would have access to those funds for 5 years. And the Health and Human Services representative would contact ESTEAM. ESTEAM would come and use that funding and implement all of the training, the parent previews, all of the materials, and surveys and everything, and it would be free of charge to the district. So it's quite simple, actually. It is medically accurate. It gets updated regularly. It's going to have another update in the summer of 2025 with brand new medical research, but it's updated every 3 to 5 years, so it's quite current. And then the thing that I really like about this as a parent is that it has such a huge parent component. And so there are parent resources online. Parents can get a copy of the student workbook. There's a parent preview night. We can do parent workshops. And they even have workbooks in the leader kit in the back where students take home like questions, like conversation starters with their students. And I kind of like those. Personally, how would it be implemented? So ideally, it would be implemented in a smaller setting, like 30 kids or less, ideally. It's happened on gym floors with, you know, 150 kids, but ideally, because it's kind of a workbook interactive program, it's better in smaller groups. So it's 14 lessons. But it's customizable. So let's say you're using Great Body Shop or whatever it is that you're using in your in certain grade levels. So you could look at their program and say, okay, we're covering these 7 topics well in this curriculum. Can you come in and do those other 7 topics that we don't feel like is being covered? We can come in and do that. If you want your staff to do all 14, we can come in and train you and just hand you the curriculum, or we could come in and do all 14. If you don't have the staff or the experience to do that, we can also do that. A training typically happens in a professional development day or something like that, where the teachers are already there. We do an 8-hour training, and they're ready to go with the materials and all. Parent preview nights typically happen soon after the training of the staff. if that's how you decide that you want to go. Usually what happens is I come and present twice at a shack. It goes before the school board. It gets recommended to the school board. I'm happy to attend those as well. And then we meet with the administrative principals and campus admin in order to kind of schedule it out and work out the logistics. Why is this curriculum good? So why is our pregnancy center interested in doing this curriculum? We're seeing a lot of younger and younger students in the area coming to our clinics, and we want to kind of meet them where they are in their homes and in their school settings, in their communities, before they end up in crisis at our clinics, right? So we want to make sure that they have the proper information. So it's 5th through 12th grade, free to the district. I'm trying to see if there's anything else. It's approved by the TEA, State Board of Education. It partners well with other programs. So even if your school is using, like CCISD uses Heritage Keepers in middle school. So they actually access the Title V grant money, but we can also use Title V grant money and supplement and partner with other organizations so that there's no conflict there. If needed, or if anybody is interested, I have a list of schools that are implementing the program now all over Texas. There's hundreds of schools and other schools outside of Texas that are adopting it. And it is, one really cool thing is our pregnancy center, we have an RV, but we also have like a Sprinter van, and it's equipped with live ultrasounds and things like that. And so what our director would like to do is, as we partner with school districts, we would, like in the fetal development lesson, we would bring in the mobile unit, have a model scan, like have somebody pregnant do an ultrasound where the students could see the screen and see at 6 weeks, you can do an EKG, you can see a heartbeat, you know, that kind of thing. And so that's kind of a fun thing to make it more realistic to the students. So that's something that we can offer. And also I saw that in your notes that you're gonna be having a health fair in March. Our pregnancy center, we just did one in Cal Allen last weekend, but we are happy to come and be a vendor or do a table or a demonstration or bring in our mobile unit to make sure that your community and your school families know about our free services to your community. So, does anybody have any questions about the curriculum? Yes, ma'am.
I do. As far as for the teachers who end up teaching it, how much preparation has to go into them teaching it other than the training that you provide?
So very little.
It's kind
of scripted, and so it's guided, right? So I've done the lesson plans for them just personally myself, mm-hmm. even the ones that I may or may not be teaching. So it's pretty much scripted. There's a leader kit that kind of gives you all the answers and everything, but the students can go along and do the little quiz and do the little activity. There's games that go along with it as well, so not a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty user-friendly.
And what school districts, what would be like the closest school district to us that uses your program?
So it's brand new. Oh, the curriculum's not brand new, but our pregnancy center introducing it to the district is brand new.
Okay.
So I'm just like on the second round of shacks at most of them.
Okay.
Taft is probably going to start training in January. Mathis has already approved it, but they're pushing it because I think they have a superintendent, principal, I don't know, transitioning and things like that. And so we're pushing that until the fall. And I believe there's one other, Ingleside approved it as well, but we haven't figured out the timing. So several districts are in the approval process, but they've gone to the school board, but we haven't started yet. Yeah. So, but I can show you the schools and contact information of those that have been using it successfully for years. So, and we're also hoping to use it in the juvenile detention center as well.
So each lesson takes how long?
45 to 60 minutes. One school district is actually using it as their health curriculum for their health class, and they're making it into a semester, so they're cutting each lesson into like three, which I think is entirely possible. It just depends on how deep you want to go. You know, you can turn a like a fentanyl page into a fentanyl lesson, right?
Yeah.
So.
Does it go into teaching the students how to use the Narcan, or no?
No, I haven't seen that. It talks about it does talk about those things and CPR and all of those things, but it doesn't. It's not like instructional so much as like informational.
Okay.
It's whatever the TEKS requires.
Okay.
Is what they do.
So
yeah.
It's not showing them how to do CPR. It's just kind of mentioning it.
It's like explaining it, but it's not like okay, we're gonna
okay.
take out a dummy and
okay.
use the mask if they train. It's whatever the health TEKS for that grade level is required.
Okay.
So, and then, of course, you can expand on that. Are there any other questions?
Okay.
Thank you.
It's
all good. Unless y'all want to look at it.
Okay, we're going to talk about the great body shop issues. I think everybody that was here already covered the issues that they had. And what I think I'm going to do at the next meeting is have a list of the ones we've gone over and just discuss, okay, these were opt-out, we're all in agreement. These were not opt-out, we're all in agreement. Just to kind of verify that we were all on the same page for that. The next thing is going to be the health fair. So I was looking at the calendar when I got back to the office, and on March 7th, it's an early release day. So I don't think we should do the health fair on March 7th. It's a Friday. So that's what I'm thinking is March 6th to move it. Is everybody in agreement with that? Would everybody be okay with that?
Yes.
It's a Thursday. So then we're going to move it to the 6th. If we kept it on the 7th, then we wouldn't have a lot of participation.
And the time for this, Lisa, is?
It's from 8. And what I was thinking, Cindy, y'all have like a enrichment period or no?
Period.
The last, at the end of the day? Mm-hmm. So do you think you would want to bring your kids over at the end?
All of them?
Well, because PE ends at what time?
2:55.
2:55? Well, maybe not. Or, well, why not? They could see what as much as they could see. For like an hour, right? It's an hour?
So
original?
Like sixth grade has computer science.
Okay.
All sixth graders have to go to computer science.
Okay.
So we could let them go during that class period.
Well, that'd be fine.
And then...
sixth grade computer science.
So what time is that? Is that?
They're different.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
So I think that there's one first period, one third, one fourth, and one fifth, I think. There's four classes.
If y'all could send me
the times of when they're
yes.
Okay.
And like approximate of how many kids,
mm-hmm.
because what we do is we break them up in PE, like they come through PE
yes.
for little ones. And so there's gonna be like four or seven, eight kids in each group?
Yeah.
And so then I'll divide your kids and so that we can have them, and then they rotate them.
Okay.
They spend like 10 minutes and then...
I may not be that day. I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I need to check my schedule, but...
Well, regardless, whoever's there, they break them up into groups, and then, and so we'll put y'all, like, we'll divide you guys.
Yeah.
And
so
then,
sixth grade is easy because they all have to take that. I think we've pulled through Texas history for 7.
Okay.
Eighth grade is the one that would have to be during enrichment.
Okay.
Or
that,
if we did the college and career readiness classes.
That's not all 8th grade.
But then we could just do the 8th grade enrichment. Can we...
They would always spread them. Because they're all in different classes. The ones that are in MCCR.
You don't have to lock in.
Well,
we'll figure it out.
Okay.
There's still time.
But yes,
from an exhibitor's side of
okay.
it, if you'll let us know like where we're going to blend these older age
okay.
groups in, because right now we're targeting, you know,
the
that
little
certain
ones.
Set
yes.
group, and
yes.
it's hands-on, so
okay.
we try to do more
okay.
hands-on active stuff with them. So
okay.
we need to know as exhibitors that we're going to be
they're
blending
gonna...
in 6, 7, 8,
okay.
or whatever,
okay.
and a few more kids. So
okay,
just
sounds
us
good.
Know that when we
all
get
right.
closer to time, and y'all
okay.
work that out, if you don't mind.
Okay,
that would
sure,
help us
definitely. Okay. All right.
And the end time, you said, the beginning is 8?
And then they finish at, what's time do you, what's your last, what time's enrichment over?
3:45.
3:45?
Okay.
I would say like 4-ish. We'll finish up at 4. Okay. So that'll be on March the 6th, Thursday. So this is when we're going to go ahead and vote on the esteem program. So if you wanna, yes ma'am, if you don't mind. So did y'all want to go ahead and implement that?
Okay, so okay, let's back up a little bit because it's going really fast.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay, so we have great body shots that we're doing.
For this year.
Okay.
So we're not going to add it this year.
Okay.
This will not be till, this will be for next school year.
For next school year.
Yes.
And your agendas.
As yes. Per the agenda. She's asking.
Yes.
So as so per the agenda.
It'll be for the 25-26 school year, right?
20, so it's 25, to have 26. This as part of the...
Instead of, for 5th through 8th grade, and if high school was interested, we could do it in high school too, but for 5th through 8th grade for sure, where we're already doing a health class, instead of the Great Body Shop that we're paying for, we would bring them in and they, it's free.
I'm looking at the material, it looks like the same stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not as visually appealing and engaging as
right.
theirs,
mm-hmm.
as Great Body Shop, but it's free.
And it's free, and the teachers don't have to teach the sensitive subjects, which is
uh-huh.
what y'all's concerned with.
Which is what I like. I like that they send somebody in
right.
for that. I think that's really good. If it's really not as extensive of planning, like the way the Great Body Shop
mm-hmm.
is being rolled out this year,
mm-hmm.
then I think that we should definitely do it. Because that's another issue that they're having is the planning
okay.
for it.
Okay. So do y'all want to, we want to go ahead and vote on who's in agreement on going ahead and doing the esteem? So who's in agreement to go ahead and do the esteem program for 5th and 8th grade?
I mean, I guess it doesn't affect me, so y'all want me to vote in favor, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody opposed? No? Okay. Well, then we'll go ahead and... what I have to do now is I go, well, she'll probably go and present to the school board, and then they'll vote on
okay.
whether they're going to accept it or not.
Okay.
So that's what the next step is. They've already voted to go ahead and have sex education here at the school. And so that part's taken care of. We just need to let them know we're not going to do the Great Body Shop. We're going to go ahead and we want to implement the esteem program. And once they vote on that, then... we can get started on the rest of the steps. Okay. All right.
Do we call Rebecca?
Yes.
We all do.
Okay.
Hello.
We don't have to read anymore. Should
be next year.
Well, that's just one off the list.
I don't have to read all of them at once.
You have it, girl.
Read with me. Okay. All right. Next, open discussion. Does anybody have anything that they would like to share? I wanted to ask the principals, is there anything that y'all would like the health department or anybody to come do education-wise with the kids?
I know we talked about energy drinks last time. What came of that?
I emailed Ms. Carr, but I haven't had, and I talked to her about the curriculum, but I didn't get a chance to talk to her about that. So I'm hoping either she'll go back to me or I'll touch base with her probably after the new year.
Okay.
Anything else? Anybody else have anything that they would like to know? No? All right. Well, then our meeting's adjourned at 4:43.